What about the American public's view of the war? In Afghanistan, Marine Corporal Jonathan Kiseno told us this.
All I really want to know is for people back home just to be aware of what's going on and to appreciate it. Essentially, that's all we really need from people back home is support.
Well, what do Americans think? How is the war going? And what should the U.S. do next? Here are some answers from Ohio, Pennsylvania, Texas, and Arizona.
I don't think we're doing very well over there.
I would say not so well.
Seems like a bit of a mess.
They just keep sending boys over there that are just getting killed, and they're just not getting anywhere.
I think we're getting beat. I don't know that we can win. Maybe we should pull out.
I think we should withdraw and come home.
I just think we needed to try a different strategy or something. Get more countries involved in helping us out.
I know that we're doing good and we need to be there, but just breaks my heart.
My son's over there now. I don't think we should even be there.
I mean, I've got relatives over there, close relatives, and like to see them come home.
Get our boys home where they belong and leave them people alone.
I think they need to put their efforts into helping the Afghan people and winning them that way. I think it's a very hard thing to win militarily.
I think they need to be cleared out. You know, they're coming here, they're still here, and that's a haven for them.
Let some more troops in. Get what we need to get done and finish it.
It's got to be all or nothing. You've got to pull out and let them figure it out themselves, or we have to go in there and bring the troop levels up like General McChrystal is suggesting. So I go with the military people. They know best. They're on the ground.
That's Tim Anderson, Josh Middleton, Mike Hall, Nance Hooper, Brian Stamich, Margie Riffle, Kitty Sweet, George Carraway, Barbara Kanisevich, Joshua Lockwood, Patrick Braxton, and Doug Hedden with their thoughts on the Afghan war.
And we're joined now by Andrew Kohut. He's the president of the Pew Research Center. Welcome to the program, Andy.
Happy to be here, Michelle.
Now, we just heard a mix of opinions from people all over the country about how things are going in Afghanistan and what the U.S. should or should not do. What are you seeing in the latest U.S. opinion polls?
Well, there is a mix of opinion. The comments were very indicative of what the polls are showing. The public is pretty divided about Afghanistan. Earlier in the year, we had majorities saying keep the troops there till the situation's stable. Our September polls showed the public split, only about 50% saying keep the troops there. Other polls showing pretty much the same thing. Some polls even saying get them out now. The reason for all of this is consensus in the polls that things are not going well there. In August, Gallup found 54% of the public saying the war was going well. By September, that dropped to 37%. Other polls, ours included, show a similar decline in the view that we're succeeding.
We heard someone say that it's got to be all or nothing, either pull the troops out or give General McChrystal the troops that he's been asking for. How split are Americans on that question, whether the U.S. should send more troops to Afghanistan?
Well, they're pretty evenly divided about whether to go along with McChrystal's calls. Most polls find a split decision. There's a little more support when you mention the military wants it because the military has a lot of credibility. More credibility, in fact, than the Obama administration. President Obama's approval ratings on Afghanistan have been falling rather steadily. ABC had that only at 45%. We have a new poll that will come out next week that will show it materially lower than that.
Now, as the president weighs his options, we need to note that the Obama administration is not actually considering total withdrawal, but we heard a couple of people call exactly for that. Do many in America feel that enough is enough? It's time to bring everyone home.
You know, there's a significant minority of people who feel that, but unlike the war in Iraq, people haven't given up on the rationale for this war. Only 37%, for example, say sending troops there in the first place was a mistake. 58% feel that way about Iraq. Most people continue to believe that if the Taliban took control of the country, it would be a dangerous threat to the United States. So they're struggling with how poorly it's going on the one hand, but for most of them, they see a reason to be doing something. What is the big question?
Andy, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
That's Andrew Kohut. He's the president of the Pew Research Center.